the United Nations Outreach Unit, in collaboration with the School of Arts at the University of Juba, are hosting a Peace Begins With Me art competition in South Sudan. Now, the best pieces will be displayed outside the entrance to the Undersecretary General's office at the United Nations headquarters in New York. For more on this competition, we are joined in by the head of the Arts Department at the University of Juba School of Arts, Music and Drama, and Mr. Michael Nasser Omira, and the Deputy Dean at the School of Arts and Drama. And also we have a representative from the from ANMIS Outreach Sector. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Right. Well, just bring us a speed on what this Peace Begins With Me art competition is all about.
So basically, I'll start and then I'll give it up to our partners from the University of Juba. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have been in contact with the Department of Peace Operations at the UN headquarters, who asked us to collaborate with a university in South Sudan to give a platform to young people to develop these art pieces. You know, art is a platform for expressing what, you know, peace means to young people in South Sudan. So basically, we've been working with the University of Juba, and about 20 students are involved in this competition.
Okay.
And this coming Tuesday, next week Tuesday, we're going to have an art exhibition of the pieces that they've developed.
Mm.
And then after that, there'll be like a selection committee, and then they'll get to choose like the top three pieces that have been developed. And these are the pieces that we're going to send to New York to be displayed at the entrance to the Undersecretary's office.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That's blessings from the outreach section here in ANMIS. And now crossing over to the Dean and his deputy, and this is the Dean at the School of Arts, Music and Drama in the University of Juba. Welcome to the show. I mean, just tell us more about the importance of this competition coming to your university. I'll start with you, Mr. Michael.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the Deputy Dean of the School of Arts, Music and Drama. Sorry, I'm not the Dean. Peace Begins With Me is a very good initiative for our school, and the competition will be only between the students from first year to fourth year. The graduates are not included. Right now they have started and they are very excited for this work. We want to see how they see peace and how they can draw the peace.
Mm.
Because Peace Begins With Me is internationally, it's a call for the people all over the world to come together as one family, as one nation. So the students are really working hard for this competition, and they are very excited to present their work. It is a very good chance for them to talk about themselves. It is a very good chance for them also to represent themselves and to represent their country worldwide. So this is what we are going to do this coming week, maybe next week, and we are going to select the winners. Maybe they're going to be three, the first and number two and number three. The first one, his artwork will be taken to New York.
Well, thank you so much. I'll go to the head of the department. Well, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. So what will the criteria of selection be?
Well, it will depend, because art, the way they have taken is a composition, and a guided composition.
Mm-hmm.
So what is meant by Peace Begins With Me, that is what will be where we are going to look critically at the work. Our piece of work is art, but the way you interpret it and the way it communicates will depend. So we are happy that we have been given this chance to be part of it.
Right. So the best three will be represented in New York. That's a great opportunity. Oh, is it the best?
The best one, actually.
So what happens to the best? Okay, so the three will be competing among each other.
Yes.
And the best will
be 20, actually. 20 will be competed, and then we are going to select three, the best three.
Yes.
And then we are going to do exhibition for the 20 pieces. Then we are going to announce the best three winners. Okay. And then number one will be the best winner, and his artwork will be taken to New York.
Right. And is this limited to the university, or you're allowing artists from outside?
No, it's only for the University of Juba, uh-huh. School of Art, Music and Drama. And right. It's only for the students, the graduates and the professional artists, they are not included.
Mm, okay. Thank you so much. I will go to the head of the department. So, my question is, when does the competition close?
It will close on the 20th.
On the 20th of,
yeah,
of this month. April.
Yeah.
And starting is when, next week, exactly what day?
Well, on the 21st will be the exhibition,
mm-hmm.
But we are pressed by time. That mm-hmm. is actually the five days we extended for us more for over the time should have been 15,
mm-hmm.
but because of certain delays, we were given another 5 days.
Right,
and they are working on that.
Right. So does that mean that the students have already started up composing their art pieces?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today. But just to have an understanding of the entire department of the School of Arts, Music and Drama, I mean, it's not every day that we have you on the show. bring us to speed. How many students are you accommodating in that faculty?
We have so far now 20. 20 and the school has a lot of challenges,
mm.
and that is why we are accommodating more.
Mm.
But we have a plan that we should expand from mm. there because the need is huge in this country.
Right, right. And just looking at how parents perceive arts for, you know, every parent would like to see their child study engineering and stuff like that. So are you having the same challenges in your faculty? Are your students telling you, you know what, my parents are not happy with the courses that I am doing?
I think many children are complaining about this.
Right.
Because their families have priorities.
Uh-huh.
They want something that can generate something for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you are coming from long, long, long way where we have experienced a lot of suffering in this country. That's why many, many families have a lot of challenges, and they want their students to get at least somewhere they will have a future.
Right.
Art has no market in the country here. People will take the art piece of work just for they don't think that it should be paid for.
Yeah.
So you can do artwork in South Sudan. Nobody wants it to be paid for.
Right. So what would how would you speak to the perceptions?
Well, we are going through. We are breaking through. Mm-hmm. Many people now begin to see that art is a language.
Mm-hmm.
It communicates. It feelings. It a draw. It can even impact mm-hmm. people. So we will have more of these
right.
opportunities to have get into media, try to play whatever. What people are hearing about Sudan, South
right.
Sudan,
right.
is violence,
mm.
conflicts, and all this. But when they see the piece of work of art coming out, they will see that there's life coming
mm-hmm.
to them. So
mm-hmm.
if you get such opportunity, that is why we're happy that this opportunity has given us a clue now that we can have more
mm.
coming to us.
Right. Well, thank you so much for honoring our request to come and speak on Radio Mirai. Now, blessings from the outreach program. Why did you decide to partner with the University of Juba?
Basically, this is not the first time we've uh-huh. partnered with them before.
Right.
So I think it just, you know, worked perfectly that we are looking at a school of art, music, and drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically it just worked perfectly that we work with them again because this is quite a new way of communicating
mm-hmm.
using, you know, art pieces
right.
to articulate ideas about peace in South Sudan.
Right.
Yeah, but just to add that the exhibition is open to the public on Tuesday, 25 April.
Mm.
So the public is invited to come and see the art pieces that will be displayed
right.
outside the School of Art, Music, and Drama at Juba University.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, this has been our time. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right.